5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
If Hot Wings wasn't a quitter, this could be his Instagram, but he's a quitter and doesn't play his saxophone, but this guy does, and he had saxophone. He basically, his whole Instagram is saxophone added to songs that didn't need it.
Oh, here are some examples. This guy's great.
I came back to let you know, got a thing for you, and I can't let go.
It's pretty naturally.
This song is made for, it's from the era of saxophones. So I'm surprised there isn't one.
Ooh. Okay, this will be interesting.
Yeah. I love this guy because I have long maintained that we need to get back to popular music with saxophones. Man, artists, R&B artists, rock bands, all had saxophones in the 80s.
Mate, weren't you at a wedding, the Bosnian wedding you were at recently? Mm-hmm. There was a DJ who also played the sexy sax.
Oh, and he did a whole set. He was out there for like four songs. Yeah. It was incredible.
But and you guys liked it.
Yeah, I loved it. Have you guys ever seen Sasquatch?
No.
The guy in a Sasquatch costume who does, it's like kind of EDM music, but he also plays the saxophone. And it's incredible. He opened for Here Come the Mummies one time, which is a band of mummies that play jazz.
Yeah.
Everything you're saying makes me a little bit angry.
All right.
Yeah. But all of those people are probably so rich.
I don't.
It's maddening.
Yeah, Here Come the Mummies are, probably. Yeah.
I do love Too Many Zoos. That's a band that pops up a lot. They play in subways, and it's like a guy on a baritone sax, and like it's a band, but they're great. Like, they jam. And then I remember there was that video a few years ago where it was a guy with a tenor sax playing it into the end of like a long a pipeline.
Tube. Yeah.
And it was reverberating back and it sounded awesome.
Yeah, he was like duetting with himself.
Yeah.
One of my favorite EDM artists to go and see is Big Gigantic. He's a DJ but plays saxophone.
That's redundant.
He's so good. He's so good. He's so much fun live. You would love him, Hot Wings.
I probably would.
Do a little Molly. Have some fun.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know Molly, but if she's attractive,
yeah.
Hot Wings is more likely to have sex with a dwarf named Molly than the party drug.
Do Molly? Do the drug Molly? That's probably true. Yeah.